New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong, positive
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Now, as we embark on another holiday season, I want to take a moment to remind you to be kind to your neighbor. I'm not talking about your neighbor next door. The ones you can hear fucking through them damn thin-ass walls in your apartment complex. It's like they insulate those walls with tissue paper. As a result, you can hear all this shit. See what I just did, Miles? Tissue paper. You can hear all this shit.
Place sounds like a fire hazard.
It is, Miles. Call that shit a fucking tinderbox.
That's a tinderbox, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? You hear your neighbor in there fucking to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's some goddamn role-playing shit. What the hell? Does Clay turn their ass on? No. Are they into reindeers? Is someone role-playing as a goddamn abominable goddamn snowman? I love that motherfucker, man. People don't talk about that dude enough. They talk about Bigfoot and Sasquatch, but they leave the abominable man out the fucking equation.
Yeah. And he was just misunderstood.
Yeah, he was. He really was.
At the end, he puts the thing on top of the tree.
He got that funky-ass motherfucking white-ass fur coat on, too. Shit. Yeah. Motherfucker like a fucking pimp. He need a fucking hat.
Yeah.
Fucking a fedora or some shit like that with a long feather in that bitch. Yeah. That should be awesome.
I guess.
Woo. Whatever it is, it's none of your damn business. The adults in there just trying to get through this stressful damn holiday season. And the last thing they need is you banging on their damn wall, telling them to keep their fucking the fuck down. Mind your business. Now, look. I'm not talking about the neighbors.
Well, if they're loud, though, I get it. But, yeah. You know, be a little respectful, right?
Right. Be a little respectful. God,
they know there's tissue in those walls. I mean, the class action suit against the builder is probably in process, so they know those walls are thin.
They know they're fucking thin.
Shit. Yeah.
Smell what the fuck
keep it
cooking.
Down a little bit.
We hear you fucking. We smell what you're cooking. Every goddamn thing. Everything comes through those fucking walls.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about the neighbors you live with, which is everyone. Everyone is your damn neighbor here on this planet Earth. And it's a known-ass fact that around this time of year, folks are stressed the fuck out. They lose it. Working hard to earn some extra money traveling. Woo! You ever travel during the holidays, Miles?
It's tough.
Fucking flight delayed for hours, and now your ass is curled up asleep on the floor by an outlet so you can keep your goddamn phone charged. You all balled up with your hard-ass knapsack acting as a goddamn pillow.
That's not comfortable.
Fuck no, it's not, Miles. It's so uncomfortable. Shit. And know what? And since you're in a ball, your jacket is all lifted in the back, which in turn lifts your shirt, exposing the crack of your goddamn ass and the band of your damn drawers. Also, you can take your ass home to see a bunch of family members who are just waiting for you to get there so they can judge your ass. You on your way there just for these motherfuckers. Yeah. You walk in the goddamn door, the first thing they do is talk about your shit that you got going on in your goddamn life, which is your fucking business.
Right, after all of that, after all you went through to get there.
Fuck yeah, you went through all that shit, Miles.
That's rough. Mm.
And look, Miles, and everybody out there, while the holiday can be filled with joy, it can just as easily be filled with heartache. Why do you think Santa's heavy? Huh? That motherfucker stress eats, Miles. Everybody knows that. Oh, sure, that motherfucker visits malls and laughs his ho-ho-ho ass off while he takes pictures with frightened-ass kids. But deep down, do you think that motherfucker's happy at his fucking age, still doing that goddamn work, Miles? And on Christmas?
Yeah, he doesn't get the holidays off.
Miles, look, when you see a duck on a damn pond moving along, that little motherfucker appears to be gliding without a care in the world. But if you ever look beneath the surface, you will see his little webbed-ass feet flapping like crazy to keep moving, Miles. He keeps fucking moving them goddamn fucking feet, Miles. Those church fans. I call them church fans for feet.
Yeah.
You know, I had a cousin with webbed feet, Miles, and his ass would swim fast as fuck, Miles. That bitch was fast, Miles.
Could imagine. He's got flippers.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he does, Miles. The ocean was like his second home, Miles. As a matter of fact, he used to take cruises, and just as the ship would pull back into the port, He would pretend to accidentally fall in the water, Miles, so he could sue the fucking cruise lines. Shit. Where was I?
It's a good scam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Them damn ducks. Cool as fuck on the surface, but struggling to keep it together underneath. Now, look, as we go through this holiday season into the damn new year, I just ask this. Whatever you celebrate, or even if you don't celebrate anything at all and you can give a brat's ass about it, be good to your neighbors as they move along because you never know what's going on underneath.
Wow, that came to a wonderful place. That was it's sweet.
Well, yeah, fuck yeah, Miles, good ride.
You never know.
It's good. It's good, wholesome-ass advice for this holiday season.
I often think of you as very wholesome.
I'm very wholesome.
You're very wholesome.
Shit. Hey, all of you out there in Elaboration Nation. In case you missed our announcement earlier this week, as we head into the holidays and into the new year, Miles and I are taking a break from the show for a few months to recharge our batteries. But don't worry, it's not a goodbye. We'll be back in April with all new episodes. We can't wait.
Yeah, and because today is our last daily episode for a little while, we just wanted to take a moment to truly thank all of you wonderful listeners out there. While we know you have many options for your listening pleasure, we really appreciate you choosing to fly with Smooth Airways.
That's right. We want to personally thank you for joining us on this journey of growth and wisdom that we've been on. And just know that today's episode is dedicated to you.
Today's. So who are the other episodes dedicated to?
The listeners, of course, Miles. Of course, it's dedicated to the listeners. But we want to let them know. We want to reiterate what we're talking about, Miles.
Right. But I just don't understand how then that makes today's episode any more different or special.
Miles, let's start the goddamn show, Miles. Jesus, what's happening here?
Hi, Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. You know that's what we do.
Yeah.
Today's quote comes from the Workman Publishing's calendar. Mm. And it's the book, A Year of Self-Love, Daily Affirmations for Compassion and Self-Worth. J.B., it looks like you and I were on the same wavelength today because I feel like when I picked this quote, you know, it kind of had the be nice to people aspect in, and that's what you did. So I think you're already there with your opening thing, but you let me know. Here's the quote.
Let me hear it.
I'm not perfect about it, but I try to keep my kindness filter on. I don't always know when someone I'm interacting with desperately needs my kindness and mercy. Mm. And of course, if this is our last episode for a while, we have to go out on Tonya Carol Richardson.
Love TCR, lover. Yes, indeed. Read it again, Miles.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not perfect about it, but I try to keep my kindness filter on. Now, I don't always know when someone I'm interacting with desperately needs my kindness, mercy.
Yeah.
So I break it down like that, Miles, so I can get it in little bite-sized morsels.
Yeah, well, you gotta bite it later. Right now, it's just sitting on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I placed it on the table. You can't just start biting it. Yep. You have to do things before we start eating.
It's like motherfuckers who pinch a pie. You ever see a motherfucker pinch a pie?
Right. Why are they pinching a pie?
Why are they pinching a pie? Just get a little. They pinch the bitch. Sometimes you catch them. Sometimes you don't catch them. You can look around. Sometimes it's already pinched, and you look around. And say, "What the fuck? Pinch the goddamn pie."
Come on back after the break for a slice of pinch pie. You hear? Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. The quote we're looking at today is, I'm not perfect about it, but I try to keep my kindness filter on. I don't always know when someone I'm interacting with desperately needs my kindness and mercy.
I want to start off to everybody out there by talking to you about an important invention that doesn't get the light it deserves. I'm talking about the fuse. Now, there are two different types of fuses. First is the electrical fuse. The electrical fuse job is to regulate the flow of current between two points. Now, when a fuse sees an irregular flow, that fucking fuse blows and shuts the shit down. The shit shuts the fuck down.
Wow, that was a great kind of science lesson there. Fuck engineering.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
101.
Yeah. Now, for instance, sometimes as a parent, you have to be that damn fuse. You know, your fucking teenage daughter is in the living room with someone she's dating. Maybe they're watching a damn movie or something. You sit there with them for a little while, and you know, the scout, this little motherfucker's Romeo out, right? Now you're a 15 amp fuse. You are there to regulate the flow of current between these two damn horny ass hormone driven points. After a bit, you surmise that the flow is fine. So you get your 15 amp ass up and you go into another room. But you keep listening for a gentle hum of conversation coming out of that room. A little later, though, you notice it's gotten quiet. Too damn quiet. You know? So you take your ass back in that room to find Romeo and Juliet doing a little too damn much. Cuddling and shit. Playing footsie and shit. They both their fucking feet are on your goddamn coffee table playing fucking footsie and shit. Okay. You know? Giggling and shit like that. You know, and at that
doesn't
point
seem that bad, but okay.
No, the shit starts. That's where the shit starts, Miles. It starts with that footy shit, and it works its way up the fucking leg, Miles, into the groin area, Miles.
Okay, there you go. See? All right, but they're not doing that. They're just playing footsie.
Yeah, but that's where it starts, Miles.
Or footy, as you call it.
It starts fucking footsies, Miles. You're playing footsies on your goddamn coffee table, and the footsies, that's a switch, Miles. And right. Now the current is moving up the fucking pants leg from the feet. To the groin area, see? And at that point, your 15-amp fuse fucking blows, and you shut that shit the fuck down. You shut that shit down, Miles.
Yeah.
See, Miles? Fuses have their limit. 5-amp, 10-amp, 15-amp, 20-amp, people. And it's important to know what your fucking limit is before you blow, Miles. You fucking blow.
Right. You gotta understand. You gotta have the right amp in there.
And fuck right, man. And who the fuck comes to someone's house and disrespects this household by playing fucking footsies on the goddamn coffee table, Miles, knowing good and well that footsie is now the current running up your fucking groin, Miles.
Yeah.
I'm also upset. Other areas.
I eat my snacks on that coffee table, too. I don't need your feet up there. Yeah. But also, certainly I'm concerned about my daughter's groin.
Hey, I'm telling you where it starts at, Miles. A fuse has been lit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now what's acceptable for some might not be for others, Miles. Now, look, if you're a 5-amp, little fucking Romeo is getting grabbed by the back of his collar in his middle back belt loop and tossed the fuck out. Now, a lot of people understand that little loop in the back of the pants is not just for your belt. It's for someone to grab you and throw you the fuck out their house.
It's perfect balance. It's right in the middle there, yeah.
Miles, that loop was made for that shit, man. People don't think about history and how they used to be able to grab someone by the back of the seat of their pants. That's
like a handle.
It's a fucking handle, Miles. See? And people don't understand what that loop is for all the time. And on the other hand, if you're a 20 amp, he might only get hit with a, what am I going to do with you two? You know? Next time, get a room. See? Who the fuck says that kind of shit?
That's a very progressive parent.
That motherfucker's too progressive.
Yeah.
Progressive.
That's a big amp allowage.
He might be a hippie or some shit like that from those
Could
days.
Could be a hippie.
Yep.
It's groovy.
It's fucking groovy what you guys are doing.
Well, that's like groovy, man. Get a room, the two of you.
Protect yourself. That's all I ask. See?
Yeah, wrap it up.
See? Yeah. Too progressive.
All right. So the quote, I'm not perfect, but I try to keep my kindness filter on. I don't always know when someone I'm interacting with desperately needs my kindness and mercy. Mm-hmm. You went into an electrical lesson on fuses and current. I get that there's a little of understanding what your limits are before you blow, but not quite there on the quote yet. What else you got?
No. Here's a little bit about the other types of fuses. Now, way back in time, someone wanted to figure out a way to blow shit the fuck up, Miles. So that person put their mind to it and invented gunpowder.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem with gunpowder. See, back in the day, it was used to blow things up, but usually wound up blowing your ass up as well, Miles. You set up gunpowder, lit a match, and boom. See that? No fucking delay.
Yeah.
No time to prepare, no time to run for cover. So someone invented a damn fuse, Miles. A fucking string you could attach to the gunpowder and then unfurl until you get to a safe distance to light that shit, Miles.
Yeah.
Now, that's a safety device created to make a volatile situation safer. And the best thing with that damn fuse is that you can make it as long as you fucking want, Miles. You can let that bitch go all the way to your fucking house, Miles. It don't fucking matter. You go fucking far as you fucking want. That gives you even more time, Miles, for your fuse to be fucking lit.
You always see that in cartoons. You see that fuse burning, and then the fuse like goes over a bridge, and then it goes down into the subway. And, it's got a long way to go for some reason.
Yep. And sometimes people change their fucking mind, and they try to blow the bitch out. They try to blow the bitch out, or they'll cut that motherfucker, cut the bitch. Yeah. And then that's where it stops at right there.
Unless you're the bad guy in the cartoon. Like, if you're the Roadrunner, it stops. But if you're the coyote, the other side just keeps burning. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Nothing can fucking stop it. Have you ever watched fucking the Bugs Bunny cartoons and shit? And Daffy Duck did his fucking beak blown the fuck off by dynamite?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that shit, man. That Daffy Duck was something else, man.
Or would blow it to the back of his head.
Oh, yeah. And turn that shit around like a baseball cap and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Daffy. Fucking Daffy Duck. I love that motherfucker.
I will say, going into this holiday season, you're giving us a lot of lessons on current and safety. And maybe this would work with, I guess, people hanging lights for the holidays. But I still don't know how this is tying into the quote. I'm not perfect about it, but I try to keep my kindness filter on. I don't always know when someone I'm interacting with desperately needs my kindness and mercy. You really taught us a lot about fuses.
I hear you, Miles. And maybe somebody out there is also reiterating the same shit you fucking talk about.
Probably. Right now, I would imagine most people.
You probably think to yourself, why all this damn fuse talk? This court is all about practicing kindness and mercy. Now, you would think being kind and merciful would be pretty damn easy. But the problem is the world will push your damn buttons if you let it. You are a damn kindness ATM. And stupid-ass people are waiting online to push your damn buttons and make a withdrawal, see? And most of them have insufficient funds for the size of the withdrawal that they're trying to fucking make, Miles. Fucking tap, tap, tapping your fucking buttons, Miles. Some of them are even entering the wrong damn code as they try to borrow on your kindness, people. How many failed attempts are you going to allow them before you lock their account? You keep that fucking card. Have you ever been to a bank? You put your card in that bitch and you keep the fucking card.
Yeah, years ago, when going to an ATM machine was an adventure for me, that would happen. There's times when I just would put the card in and cross my fingers that there was money there. And
Sometimes, you'll put your card in an ATM in a different bank than your fucking card, and they keep the fucking card. You say, hey, you go inside there. You say, this is none of your goddamn business.
See? Yeah.
See,
right.
That bank card you took is not from your fucking bank.
Anyway, so the ATM thing, I love it. It's so you're talking about kindness and that people will borrow on your kindness. They will make requests of your kindness.
That's why
they will push your buttons.
How many failed attempts? As I say, how many failed attempts are you going to allow them before you lock their account, Miles? How many times are you going to allow your cousin Tim to borrow money from you, Miles? Talking about, I can pay you back this Friday. Today is fucking Friday, Tim. If you can't keep track of the fucking days, how are you going to keep track of my fucking money?
Tim is just flustered right now.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know what's going on.
You know what the fuck going on? Shit.
Okay, so we finally got away from fuses and we got to kindness. And you talked about someone asking for kindness and that at times it could get frustrating because maybe people ask too much. The wrong person's asking. They ask the wrong way. That's what I got from your ATM metaphor, that and there was a crime being committed. But here's the quote one more time. I'm not perfect about it, but I try to keep my kindness filter on. I don't always know when someone I'm interacting with desperately needs my kindness and mercy. You got kindness. How do you get to this quote and end this thing?
Here's how I'm going to approach this, people. I know most of us want to be kind and practice mercy. And I also know we each have our own damn burdens to carry. And sometimes it's hard to not just blow your fucking stack. The kid who gave you a drink at the drive-thru didn't put the lid on tight, so when you got a block away and you picked it up, the damn drink spilled all over your fucking car in your fucking lap. Oh, how about this? The security dudes saw you leave the music festival and definitely heard you say, I'm going to my car. I'll be right back. You look right at that motherfucker in the fucking eyes and said, I'm coming right back.
He probably nodded and everything.
Yep, he fucking nodded. Yep. Now he swears he doesn't recognize you and won't let you back in. I fucking get it.
That's frustrating, man.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I fucking get it. You lose it.
Sometimes yeah, I bet if I was adorable, I bet if I was handsome or attractive, they would have remembered me.
They would have fucking remembered you, Miles. No. They also remember a feather, a nice fucking feather. They recognize a nice feather, some goofy shit you got on. Right. See?
Oh, yeah, that guy with the feather. All right, go back in.
Yeah, go back in. See that?
But leave the feather, though. Don't bring the feather back in.
Don't bring the feather back in. They'll tell you that. Now, I'm telling you, sometimes you just want to blow up on someone, Miles. But before you drop that match and blow, before you go off on your daughter and her boyfriend for playing footsies and trying to get busy, unfurl yourself a long-ass fuse. Long enough that it allows you time to think, to sympathize. I was once a kid. Kids get busy. Or how about Cousin Tim? I mean, he does take care of his mother along with his own damn family. And he did just lose his job.
I didn't know that about Tim.
Yeah, he lost that fucking job, man. He had a job
for
a long time.
But he takes care of his mom, too?
Yeah, man. Shit, man.
She's a good lady. She's a good lady.
Good lady, man. He's hanging in there. Fucking Tim. Make sure you have a fuse that's long enough that as it burns bright, it gives off enough light for you to see your way towards offering some kindness and mercy to someone. And also, make sure it's long enough so that you can blow that bitch out. See?
Wow.
Let me say it again. Make sure you have a fuse that's long enough that as it burns bright, it gives off enough light for you to see your way towards offering some kindness and mercy to people. Oh, and make sure it's long enough so that you can blow that bitch out if you change your mind. Woo-wee.
Kindness and mercy, taking the time to offer it.
That's right, Miles.
Man, these, yep. I
need
I
time.
Think we were on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, Miles. You know what? You make that fuse long enough, you light that bitch, Miles.
Some people have short fuses.
Some people have short, that's where the term short fuse came from, Miles. Motherfucker had a short ass fuse. God damn it, Miles. And lost it. Fucking lost it. And then he didn't have time to correct himself because the fuse was too goddamn short.
Yeah.
See? Too fucking short, Miles.
Too short.
God damn it.
Hey, I know normally I end the show and then you say a lot of stuff and then I just keep talking and then you're doing the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think since we're going away for a while, there's a few things we should say together. Do you mind?
Oh, I don't mind, Miles.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of a great year of elaborations. From JB and me and everyone at Team Coco, thank you so much for listening this year and for leaving all of your great reviews and quotes and for teaching us a lot, too. I mean, you guys do some amazing posts online and it's been fun interacting with you. While I'm thanking people, here are a few of the people who have been instrumental in helping us do this thing. Team Coco's executive producers are Jeff Ross, Adam Sachs, and Joanna Solitaro. Nick Liao is our producer, engineering by Eduardo Perez. Sean Doherty is our assistant producer, and special thanks to Hannes Brown, Anya Shazik, and Seth Kelly. And of course,
fucking Conan O'Brien, thank you for this amazing opportunity. And once again, to everyone out there, thank you for all the love and support. We love Elaboration Nation, and we can't wait to be back in April with all new episodes.
Again, this is not a goodbye. It's just a farewell for now. So stay subscribed to May I Elaborate. We'll still be giving you some new content from time to time. And during the last week of the year, we'll be revisiting our favorite elaborations from the year. You won't want to miss that. JB, you've got a few favorites, right?
Oh, man. Do we have some favorites, man. And it resonates with people to the point where they start tweeting us and Instagramming us about them. And we freaking love it. We will be posting some amazing, amazing, amazing moments from the show. And we can't wait to continue to elaborate your ass.
Yeah, trust me. I may sound all calm and everything, but there have been a bunch of times where I just had to laugh. Like I had to take my head away from the microphone and just laugh. It's been just truly fun And I hope it's also been enlightening as well. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's
JB Smooth. Miles and I wish you nothing but wisdom, health, and happiness into 2022. And I say 2022 about you. See? We're going to go into this year elaborated and full of love and laughter and all the good things that make you people who you are. We love you, and you stay fully elaborated.
This has been a Team Coco production.